Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
T-Bone is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in T-Bone.
Bye. Whoever is the number one pick in the draft may have a little special treat. A sex worker in Nevada tells TMZ Sports she's so grateful for the revenue that the NFL draft has brought her this month, she wants to give Thursday's number one overall pick a free sex romp. Roxanne Price, a 27-year-old licensed sex worker, tells us that Las Vegas escorts have taken a hit during the COVID pandemic, just like everybody else.
Of course.
But with the NFL draft coming to town this week, big money is finally starting to come back to the industry. And Price wants to thank the NFL for it all, specifically by giving the number one overall pick top-notch service at the Chicken Ranch Brothel.
It's a weird name for a brothel. Well, they're all ranches, right? There's the Bunny Ranch. Like, why do they all have to?
Chicken Ranch.
I mean, why couldn't you just, do they have to pretend like they farm animals there?
Chop their heads off and they just run around and
is that
foam
one of
at the mouth.
Legal thing? Foam at the mouth?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She says, the least I can do is offer the top pick the most valuable thing I possess, my premium erotic services at no charge.
Ah.
It's my way of saying thank you to the athletes that inspire us all.
All right. I wonder, there's a lot of different endorsement deals that are flying around these days. I wonder if anyone will be like, yeah, I'll...
Aiden Hutchinson here for the Chicken Ranch. What's that?
I'm gonna put my name on it and let everybody know what I'm... Now, I'm not saying there won't be players who partake. That's a whole different thing.
Hey, maybe this is the best place in the world. Maybe they serve you greasy chicken covered in ranch while someone pleasures you.
You know what?
I'd go there.
I'd find out. Let's see what happens, right? Now, as far as all that goes, very nice of this person to offer those services, but the NFL gonna like, if you say like, all right, yeah, hey, took this lady up on this offer, I'm gonna have some fun. And then afterwards, that's all done now. And thank you very much. Is the NFL have a problem with that? Do they, like, come down hard on you? Do they yell at you? Or do they
it's a legal service.
That's what I
mean. That you're taking advantage of. What's the point? What's the problem, I should say?
There has been in the past legal services such as, well, not a service, but you know, substance that you've been allowed to partake in.
Well, fair enough. And for a long time,
the league had rules on that.
Even though gambling was legal in Las Vegas, the NFL frowned on it.
Oh, and they yelled at you if
now,
you did it.
Now they love it. They can't get enough.
They can make money off of it.
The draft, of course, is in Vegas tonight. That's how much they love it.
Right. It's going to be on the Bellagio fountains, right? Isn't that what you're walking around on?
I think they put
the stage on the fountains.
Well, that was the NHL All-Star Game. Are they doing that, too, for the NFL stuff tonight?
I thought, because the draft initially, remember it was going to be there a few years ago, and they were going to have a boat. I'm on a boat! They're going to take you on a boat.
That's right, across the
fountain. I don't know if that's still part of the plan.
They did away with the boat, though. They just put...
Everyone's going to be on the stage or something.
It's the stage, and then they built like some ramps, you know, walkways out instead of the boat. So the boat is no longer there.
I saw this today. This is from the Nevada Gaming Control. And I've always been told that, you know, sports gambling is lucrative, but that's not what they make their money on in Vegas. And I'm looking at this in black and white. Nevada casinos net winnings in the month of March.
Okay.
Okay, this is just for Nevada.
You said this is the
Nevada,
net. This
whatever.
Is the net winnings. So this
net
is,
winnings.
Okay.
Sports gambling, $36.9 million.
Sure.
Sounds good.
That's a decent amount of
this
money.
This is just for the month of March, $36.9 million. Craps, $41 million. Mm-hmm. So more than sports gambling.
Yeah.
Roulette, $54 million. Blackjack, $104.6 million. Burt Bacharach, $131.7 million.
Dumb reference. Burt Bacharach.
And again, sports, $36.9 million. I just told you, Burt Bacharach, $131.7 million. Penny slots. Penny slots, who also works at the Chicken Ranch.
How you doing?
How you doing, hey, man? Penny slots.
Penny slots.
Put
hey.
Some ranch on the chicken, Penny. Can you point me in the direction of Penny slots?
That's right.
$341.1 million.
Wow.
$341.1 million winnings in Las Vegas for penny slots.
This is the thing with Vegas that I think gets lost, because we've talked about how, you know, you go look at New Jersey. I mean, they have sports gambling. I want to say they were in the hundreds of millions of dollars a month on sports gambling.
I think they did $1 billion for the year, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. They were at some months over $100 million and over $1 billion for a year. And then you get to Vegas, which is the epicenter of all this. And they're just talking casinos, right? But you can still bet on your phone, I want to say, in Vegas. I don't think you have to go to the casinos. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Either way, all I'm telling you is Vegas has the different business plan. They're saying, oh yeah, sports gambling, we've got that. But if you've ever been to a sports book, I don't know, for those who haven't, there's tons of TVs. There's tons of people bringing you drinks. There's lots of VIP stuff you can pay for to have a nice spot where you're left alone and all that stuff. But they make that really nice to draw you into the casino. They want you to spend time at their casino, at their sports book.
They just want to get you to the slot machines.
But that's what, right, exactly. That's why they have all these shows. That's why they had Britney Spears doing concerts there and all these other magic acts and great restaurants and all that stuff. They're paying for a lot of that because they know if we get you in here when you're tired and drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, where are you going to go, Phil Castellini? You're just going to walk right down to the penny slots, say it's only $5. I'm not going. And then you're going to be there for an hour and waste $400, not win a thing. And you'll leave when you win 20 and say, oh, there you go, I got something. And that's it. That's where they make their money. You drunk at 3 a.m. walking around playing the penny slots.
$341.1 million. Let them live. Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I have no use for the sun.
Yeah. Like, the sun
really?
Can
this
be...
This is
like,
why you and I are best friends.
The sun what can be there. The sun here? Can be there. I know we need the sun to exist, but the sun can be blocked 100% of the time by
it.
Clouds.
I don't need to see.
I
either.
Don't need to burn. I don't want to burn.
You
I
could,
just
you
I want
could
the
live
daylight.
In Seattle.
That's all.
You're saying you could live in Seattle or a place that's like cloudy much of the year.
I like it here in the wintertime because we have the marine layer, so the clouds just sort of stay.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
we have marine layer.
Yeah.
I don't know that's what that was.
Comes down off of the lakes.
Oh,
and
I see what you're saying.
We get the cloud cover
in
the wintertime.
Yeah,
we're actually, this is a good place for me because we do get many, many cloudy days.
No, like the last couple days, it's been nothing but sunny.
Oh, and you know what? I want to, sorry.
Love that. I'm a fan of that.
I think we need to contact the people at Google Earth or whatever and put a little pin drop because the hottest spot in the United States of America is not in Death
Valley. It's our parking lot.
It's our parking lot. If it's an 82-degree day and sunny, our parking lot will heat the cars up to 105 degrees if they're there for more than 3 hours.
You missed it earlier.
It's insane.
I was telling Mike how, because it's in here, to me, it is always so cold in here that I have now taken to bringing in a sweater just to wear when I'm in this building.
It is not cold in here.
I'm freezing. I'm still cold. And I walked outside today to go get lunch. And I hopped in the car and I was looking at my phone for something. And I said, you know what? I could start the car. I'm making a choice to sit here for a couple minutes while I looked up what I was looking
up. He sat in the heat like a nutcase.
For like 2 minutes while I was looking it up. And then I started the car. So I had a little bit more time where it was a warm, nice car. I felt so good in there.
I understand the quick bake. It's like the sensation of walking into a sauna.
I don't understand. And then you're immediately done.
I
got through
for a minute, and then it's quickly out. People that sit in a sauna for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, I don't understand that at all.
Last question for you.
We had a sauna in my house when I was a teenager. My parents.
Must be nice.
It was one of these junky saunas that my parents got, like at Dick's Sporting Goods or something.
that freestanding sauna.
But
they
it was all cedar wood or whatever it was on the inside. And my mom and dad would sit in there naked.
Right.
With the clear glass door. And one time I walked down there and didn't realize they were both in the sauna. I just see them both sitting there naked with ass sweat on the cedar planks.
And you never went in again.
I never went in, period. But that image is burned in my brain for the rest of my life. My parents, like sweaty salmon on the cedar planks.
I don't know that. Well, we're running out of time. But
cedar plank ass sweat.
I need to know why you have to. Why can't you just drape a towel and not like sit on a towel and drape a towel.
I don't know why anybody wants to sweat on purpose. I don't know why anybody wants to do it.
Yeah, well, that's another story. You're right.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.